This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. An Israeli airstrike has destroyed a high-rise building housing media organizations, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. The Associated Press said it was hit roughly an hour after Israeli forces ordered people to evacuate. In a statement released shortly afterwards, the Israeli military said the building housed military assets belonging to Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that rules Gaza. This week's violence in Gaza and Israel is the worst seen in years. A U.S. envoy has arrived in Tel Aviv for talks with Israeli, Palestinian, and UN officials in hopes of de-escalating the situation. Ethiopia has postponed parliamentary elections due on June 5th, the country's electoral body said on Saturday, adding it did not foresee a delay of more than 3 weeks. The Horn of Africa country was originally scheduled to hold the vote in August 2020, but it was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, there has been conflict in the northern region of Tigray, which will not take part in voting. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his Prosperity Party face challenges from increasingly strident, ethnically based parties seeking more power for their regions. The mayor of Budapest on Saturday announced his bid to become the prime minister candidate for Hungary's six opposition parties, which are trying to forge an alliance to take on Prime Minister Viktor Orban in national elections next year. Earlier this week, the Hungarian opposition said it would hold the country's first ever primary elections this year to pick joint candidates to contest the 2022 ballot, a move that could threaten Orban's more than decade-long grip on power. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.